USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for the 2016 Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, was acquitted on a charge of lying to the FBI in September of that year about his motives for bringing the Bureau research allegedly linking Donald Trump to Russia in the first test trial of special counsel John Durham's probe. The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky, McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
President Biden wants to see full employment and stable prices in the United States. Opening a White House meeting with Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. A bipartisan meeting is happening in hopes of finding common ground on gun reforms after a Texas school shooting left 19 students dead. It's led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who wants to focus on the shortcomings of the federal background check system.
It wasn't the background check that failed. It was the failure of the authorities to have all the information, I think, that might have shed more light on the circumstances.
He's meeting today with Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. An assault weapon ban is reportedly not on the table. The meetings, which are expected to move through the week, will instead focus on background checks and red flag laws. The Senate and House are not in session this week. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Our neighbor to the north is working on more gun control regulations.
Canada continues to move towards socialism as gun control is heading to a new level under Prime Minister Trudeau. Kentucky Congressman Representative James Comer on Fox News says here in America, the strongest gun control laws have been met with higher lawlessness.
Almost every week where there is a citizen that protects their family with the firearm. We also have horror stories like we saw in Uganda. So, you know, this is a serious issue, but gun control is not the answer. I think that, Republicans have advocated for many years for more funding for mental health issues, for better coordination between law enforcement agencies whenever you have these types of threats, especially among high school students.
Two Russian soldiers who pleaded guilty to war crimes are going to jail. They were sentenced to 11 and a half years after being accused of firing rockets toward the Kharkiv region at the beginning of the war in late February. They damaged private homes with their actions. New York City rents are now the highest in the nation. National rent blog Zumper reporting New York City rents were up 38% for the month of May compared to last year. An average one-bedroom costs a renter $3,590. An average two-bedroom home is $3,730 a month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.